The original Treaty of Waitangi could be returning home for good so more than 180 years after it was first signed in the Bay of Islands. The nine signed sheets that make up Te Tiriti are currently housed at the National Library in Wellington, but there has long been a push from Northland Iwi to bring those papers back to the treaty grounds. Our reporter Tu Whenaroa Natana Hira is with us now to tell us more. Kia ora, good morning.
Tēnā koe, good morning.
So this, as we've said, has been talked about for quite some time. Why this push now, some actual action?
Well, we should start off with the Waitangi National Trust Board Chair, Peter Tipene. He joined the board in 2016. He was elevated to chair in 2018. And one of his first moves really was to make it explicit that the treaty should return back to Waitangi. And so that's been the opinion of the board since then. These talks, I think the fairest thing to say is that they are still in their intimacy. And so they've been going on for at least 2 years. That was confirmed to us by Peter last night. The way he described it is that they've been talking with officials, the first meeting a couple of years ago just for Waitangi. And then indeed this year, a few days before Waitangi commemorations, they spoke with the chief archivist, Anahira Morihu. And the details of those conversations aren't known right now. But he describes them as being sort of initiated in good faith and also mutually. And so the question I asked was, well, who, you know, started the conversation, bringing them back initially? He said, well, you know, they sort of approached us and we sort of approached them. They already knew what our position was. And so it was sort of a mutual kind of interaction there. So they've been going on for quite a while. We got a statement last night from Archives New Zealand as well. In it, they say that, you know, they've been engaging in very, very early discussions with Ngāpuhi Nui Tonu around, you know, the future of these taonga. And it's important because they've put a couple of dates in there, 2035 and 2040. Those are the dates in which both the He Whakaputanga and Te Tiriti were signed. And so there'll be the 200-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the rough timeline that we're working with.
So it's still a way away.
It's still a little way away, yeah, certainly. But, yeah, that's all we know at the moment.
And what about the logistics of actually, well, firstly moving those documents, I mean, and then housing them? How are they stored?
Well, at the moment they're stored in pretty state-of-the-art conditions down in the National Library. They're open to the public, and they have been since the 90s, first at Archives New Zealand and now at the National Library as part of an exhibition called He Tohu. And so you've got three different documents there, three very different, important and different documents, He Whakaputanga, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and, of course, the suffragette petition from 1839. So they're housed there. They have sort of state-of-the-art casings, to keep them protected from both light. They have humidity controls and temper controls within the casings themselves and also within the room, and also, of course, very, very strict security measures as well to make sure that they aren't sort of tampered with or taken advantage of. I was talking with Peter last night and, you know, those facilities are state-of-the-art, and his perspective and the perspective of the board is that, you know, they understand that. But over the years, Waitangi has now, I believe, two different museums, maybe three different museums on the actual grounds themselves. And so the capability is there in terms of physical housing, but there needs to be further discussions about, you know, just logistically, where you're going to put them, how are they going to be available to the public, and how much money is it going to cost, I think, ultimately, to house them properly.
Yeah, huge responsibility. I mean, not they're up for it, obviously, but their taonga, as you say, they weren't always treated so well.
No. Even just, believe it was about a year or two after they were signed, in 1841 or 1842, they were housed in government buildings down Auckland's Queen Street, a long time ago now, and there was a fire that erupted. And thankfully, there was a record or a clerk down there, I forget his name off the top of my head, but he went down there and he saved them. He ran into the building, grabbed documents, came out. Thankfully, they were saved. Fast forward to 1908, they were discovered in the basement of the old government buildings down in Wellington. They were described at the time by the person who found them as being held in a dungeon. And so they were found in a state. You can imagine that the original parchment was a full sort of piece of paper. By this point, they'd taken on, you know, the physical appearance that we know the treaty to be now, which is sort of rat-bitten and deteriorated. They'd been taken away by temperature fluctuations, by water, literally by rats. I found out over the past couple of days that rats actually quite like parchment because they're very sort of nutritious compared to normal paper. Fast forward again to 1913, between 1913 and 1915, there was an attempt to restore them, right? And it's arguable as to whether that restoration process was actually beneficial. They put them on a new piece of canvas and they sort of glued them and used an adhesive that left parts of the parchment sort of very stiff and other parts of it really stained. Fast forward again to 1961. Along the way, they travelled all over the country. They'd been everywhere from Masterton to different sort of government buildings around Wellington. But in 1961, for the first time, they were available for public viewing. For the first time, really.
Wow.
They were available for public viewing at the Alex Turnbull Museum. And they were housed in effectively a glass cabinet. And so they were there until, I think it was 1977. And along the, basically, they found out along the way that the place in which they'd put them had been causing extra damage. Some of the cloth that they'd used had been deteriorating the parchment. The harsh light inside of the museum as well had caused fading on much of the inscriptions that were there. And even in 1940, that was the only time that it's ever been back to Waitangi, and that was for the 100-year celebrations since the Treaty of Waitangi signing. Finally, in 1991, they were returned to Archives New Zealand, where they were put on public display in, again, really sort of state-of-the-art state-of-the-art sort of housing facilities. But they've been all over the place. Mm-hmm. They're in the vault of the Reserve Bank there for about a decade as well, in a little tin can.
Oh, my goodness. We have learned a lot during that time, and it sounds like, well, eventually Te Tiriti will make its way back to, its birthplace up in Northland. Thank you so much for that.